Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. SiriusXM NFL Radio was in Foxborough over the weekend with Pat Kerwin and Tim Ryan hosting their Movin' the Chains radio show inside the Gillette Stadium radio studios. And among others, they caught up with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Kerwin and Ryan make an appearance here in Foxborough every year during training camp. And here's a bit of their interviews with Belichick and Brady.
The one thing about Coach Belichick is he doesn't give you anything. You know, you've got to earn it, and that's the only way that you want it. And especially when you're a member of this team, you don't expect him to give anybody anything, so why should he give you anything? Because you want to go out there and play with the best guys you got. And it's not because a guy's a first-round pick or a second-round pick that he's going to play. He may not make the team. You're going to go with the best guys you got. So every day you go out on the field, you got to prove it to him that you're the best player on this team to go out there when he puts you out there to trust you to go out there and win a game.
It's limited opportunities in pads, so there aren't really very many looks. One-a-day practices and, you know, shortened preseason schedules and so forth, but it is tough. It's tougher to evaluate guys that you don't know, you don't get as many looks at, especially, you know, the real hard part comes, you know, if they miss a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, they get an injury or something happens and they're out a little bit and they get a little bit behind. You know, you don't have the time to catch up.
I think the strength of our team was, you know, between the numbers, and that's where a lot of the passes went. I mean, if they didn't cover us outside, we threw it out there. But when you have Aaron and Rob and Wes on the inside, it's hard to, you know, you got three pretty good players. Now, Deion made plenty of catches for us out there, but in terms of the contributions that were made on the outside, that was kind of our guy. Now, you know, you had Dante Stallworth and Jabbar and Brandon and still have Deion, I think. There's some guys out there that we can really take advantage of some matchups.
Vince is always, he's always played right at that same weight. I mean, he's been right around 3 1/4 for 9-10 years now. So, he works hard to get in condition, and he's always, been a very athletic guy for us. You know,
his interception last year.
We can't wait to get the ball in his hands.
As an older player, you know, that's about probably more the efficiency of the rep. So when you're in there, they better be good. You better be doing what you need to do to prepare for the season. When you're a younger player, you just want to make mistakes. You know, you got to get out there and make the mistakes, and you got to play after play after play. And we just don't have as many practices. So you know, the meetings become that much more important. The walkthroughs become that much more important. You can't simulate the speed and the decision-making ability, but you've got to try to, as hard as you can, mentally prepare, you know, even when you're not out there full speed.
And we have good competition at some of those outside rush positions with some young players, also some of our veteran players, guys like Ninkovich and Jermaine Cunningham and Trevor Scott, who, you know, a couple of years ago had and a real productive season for Oakland. And he's been used in some different roles out there, but you know, we see him as a little bit more of an edge rusher. So we'll see how all that plays out. But you know, we were sitting here at this time last year, and nobody was talking about Mark Anderson or Andre Carter.
Right.
So you know, guys will get opportunities, and somebody will emerge, and you know, ahead of other guys, and we'll just have to wait and see how all that plays out.
We came in this year to basically a new part of the weight room, an entirely new cafeteria. We've really made a bunch of upgrades to this facility in the last 6 months. And, you know, he cares about the players. He cares about the families. We have a barbecue here in about 3 or 4 weeks and at his house down on the Cape, which is a lot of fun. And he's been through a lot, you know, over the last 3 years, really, when his wife, you know, Myra, was first diagnosed with cancer. And he's battled, and she certainly battled for a long time and was a great inspiration for all of us last year. And we certainly wish we could have finished the season off like we would have wanted to last year. But, you know, there's no...
There seems to be a great connection between owner and players here, really unlike a lot of places around the league.
Yeah.
In terms of the relationship.
It is. And I think that, you know, there's an expectation when you come in here that you've got to represent this organization the right way. And Coach Belichick finds those players. And, you know, Mr. Kraft and Jonathan Kraft, that's what they care about.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.